This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Calls about possible child abuse declined 13% over the past year. There was also a 30% drop in calls to the state's child abuse and neglect hotline from educators. Mina Castillo-Cohen with the State Human Services Department says they expected a decrease as schools shifted to remote-only learning.
Our educators know the children within their classrooms, and they see those kids every day. They're trusted adults. When they're not there in person, it can be harder for an educator to really assess what might be going on in that kid's life.
The hotline is 844-CO4-KIDS. Immigrant advocates say hundreds of Colorado families have been affected by the DMV sharing driver license information with ICE. Sienna Mann with the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition says state emails show the agency helped ICE identify, surveil, and detain people without warrants.
It turns out that the immigrant community's fear about sharing information was justified. Their information was then weaponized against them and used for the purpose of immigration enforcement, upending their safety, their livelihoods by this unsanctioned cooperation between DMV administrators and ICE.
State lawmakers are introducing a bill that would prevent further DMV data sharing with law enforcement agencies. Chance of snow and patchy fog tonight for Denver. Lows down to 10 degrees, mostly cloudy. Patchy fog for Colorado Springs, also lows around 10 degrees overnight. You're listening to CPR News.